From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
How to stand out from the competition when you're trying to get hired, and how not to stand out. Next.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. File this under You Can't Make This Up. There are do's and don'ts for a job seeker to follow when interviewing for a position, but that hasn't stopped candidates from doing unusual or crazy things during an interview, like falling asleep or bringing one's mom. Career Builder has released its annual survey of the most outrageous interview mistakes candidates have made. Joining us with the latest batch of knee slappers and head scratchers is Jennifer Grass, spokesperson for Career Builder. First, Jennifer, who did Career Builder's survey for the latest poll?
Well, we surveyed more than 2,300 hiring managers across the U.S. and it was across industries and company sizes. And this is an annual study that we do that looks at, some of the more memorable mistakes that people may make during interviews. And certainly this year's list didn't disappoint.
Well, the thing is, if you want to stand out, you have to be professional and respectful about it. But the survey revealed 13 tactics that were, to say the least, unusual, but not really professional or respectful. So why don't we start with the list? Go ahead, Jennifer. Take your pick.
Oh, gosh. It's hard to, but I think we'll start with number one here. You know, one candidate actually had his priest contact the hiring manager and ask for the candidate to be hired. There was another candidate, this was during the month of October, that came dressed in a Halloween costume as a way to stand out. There was also another candidate who wanted to make a big impression and arrived to the interview in a white limousine an hour early, dressed in a tuxedo. There was another candidate that sent a pair of embroidered socks with a note saying that he would knock the company socks off if hired. So all different types of tactics. And then we did also see candidates who got a little bit too personal. So one candidate actually kissed the hiring manager
Ooh.
On the cheek.
Oh my goodness.
When the interview ended. Yeah, you know, definitely crossing a line there. There was another candidate who asked the hiring manager if she wanted to share an ice cream cone.
Maybe the power was out. It was hot.
Right.
Forget it.
Right.
I agree. It wasn't too good.
So then there was another candidate's wife who made homemade lavender soap bars for the hiring manager as a thank you for taking the time to interview the candidate. It's all going a little bit too far, you know, and I think with job seekers, you know, the job prospects have continued to improve in the U.S., but the market's still very competitive. I think job seekers are tasked with setting themselves apart from other candidates, but sometimes, you know, they can take things a little too far, and stunts rarely work.
I know. They tend to be a turnoff because, yeah, they're just too unusual and they're just too outrageous. I mean, if you want to show your leadership capabilities, it's probably not best to show up in your camp counselor attire with some of the children from the camp that you worked for, you know?
Right.
That
and
sort
that,
of
yeah,
thing.
Is what one of her job seekers did.
Yikes.
Right, in the study. Yep. There's all different types of examples. There was another candidate who actually bought a first-class upgrade to sit next to a hiring manager on a transatlantic flight.
Unbelievable.
Right, so that, you know, that person was trapped next to him so he could really sell himself as a candidate. And, you know, and sometimes grand gestures can work, but most often they don't. And what you really want to do is rely on how your skills and experience can benefit that employer, why you would be a good fit for the organization. That's really what's going to help you stand out from the other candidates.
Why don't we go over the five truly legitimate ways to stand out, the right ways? Why don't you go into those?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is you want to make sure that you do your homework. You know, you want to research that company. You want to learn about that company's products and services. Look at their press room. Look at recent news stories about that organization so you can really come in prepared. And then you can give a few examples of how your past experience is relevant to that organization and why you would be a good fit for their company culture. I think the other thing, too, is you want to make sure that you're using social media to your advantage. It can be a real asset to job seekers. It gives you another venue to showcase your communication skills, your accolades, other things that will signal that you're a well-rounded candidate. And then you also can see who you know who works at the company that you're interested in, so you can ask for a referral or get insights about that organization. The next point that I would say, and this is a really important one, you want to come in with ideas and you want to ask good questions. You know, if a hiring manager says, do you have any questions for me, you definitely want to come prepared with some. So whether that's, you know, what is the company culture like, or where do you see the company's biggest growth opportunities, or how do you see this position contributing to the success of the organization, you want to go in there with thoughtful questions. That the hiring managers will expect you to do that.
Well, yeah, it shows that you're interested, and it shows that you potentially can contribute to the company.
It certainly does. And the other thing, too, is you want to make sure that you're quantifying results for them whenever possible. So use as many facts and figures as you can when you're promoting yourself to that hiring manager. You know, saying that you increased productivity by 20% is a much stronger statement than saying that you improved productivity. And so you want to be able to quantify those results. Come prepared with good anecdotes around how you've positively impacted previous employers. Those are all things that will stand out to the employers. And this is one of the most important things that I want to make sure people don't forget to do, because a lot of times they do: send a thank you note. It gives you the opportunity to reiterate why you're the right fit for the job, and it also is a courtesy that employers do expect, so you don't want to skip that step.
Jennifer Grass, spokesperson and vice president for corporate communications at CareerBuilder, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks so much, Charlie. It was a pleasure.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.